St. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 21. St. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hath cast out devils? And in thy name done many wondrous works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat vehemently, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto the foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. You need to remember that the scripture that I read to you is the conclusion of probably the greatest sermon that was ever preached. It has been called the Sermon on the Mount. It is a setting forth of the gospel of the kingdom. It is our Lord boldly proclaiming in numerous places. He spoke and said, the law says, but I say. You have heard, but I say. And here I am that I am. What I am saying to you is the authority of the kingdom. And at the conclusion of his message, he leaves with us an illustration. And I want to preach tonight from this scripture a message that I've entitled, What's That That You're A-Building? What is that that you're a-building? I wonder if you'd stretch your hands out and ask God to help me again tonight. Our Father and our God, in the name of the Lord and Savior, again tonight we come. We are so thankful, O God, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. For every time that we've seen you stretch forth your hand. We've made a petition and you have granted. Lord, we appreciate prayers answered and needs supplied. And in anticipation of revival, we are praising and worshiping you again tonight. We're asking these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the congregation said, Amen. Amen. It might be good tonight if I would read from another evangelist commentary upon this scripture and see what he says in the book of Luke. Luke says it like this in verse number 48. He likens the wise man. He is likened unto the man which built his house and digged deep and laid the foundation on the rock. Jesus here plows through all the middle ground. The one thing that I like about the gospel, the one thing that I like about Jesus, he leaves you no alternative. You either do or you don't. I want you to notice here that he tells us plainly that there are only two classes of men. There are only two choices to make. There are only two paths to walk. There is the wise man that is not just a hearer of the word, but a doer. But you see, he tells us in verse 21, it does no good to make a profession. It does no good to say, my, that was wonderful Bible preaching. For he said that it was not profession here. For he said there are going to be a number of people that are going to say, Lord, Lord. But he asked the question in one place, why call me Lord? And do not the things that I say. Amen. And it tells us here that you're either wise or you're foolish. There are two choices to make. There's two paths to follow. One of them has a wide gate that opens onto a broad way. The other has a straight gate and the way is narrow. Amen. He tells us that there's only two kinds. I know, folks, and I don't you judge me. But he said, there's only two kinds of trees. And you know them by the fruit on the tree. Amen. He said that a good tree will always bring forth good fruit. And that an evil, corrupt tree would bring forth corrupt fruit. By their fruit, you'll know them. He said that there's only two kind of builders. Those who built upon the wise foundation. And those who built upon the earth. You see, whether you like it or not, whether you want to be part of it or not, you are building something. Amen. From the day you are born, and from the day you begin to live, you begin to build something. Paul said, I believe in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, but let every man take heed how he buildeth. For you see, whether you plan it or not, you are called to build, and all of us are building. The question then is, what is that that you're building? You see, oh glory, some men are building a business. All they're interested in is the war house. They're building an empire. All of their energies, all of their strength, all of their ingenuity, all of their resources are poured into building that business. Amen. Men build a business. There's others who their whole life is built around pleasure. Amen. There are men that when they choose their building material and lay their foundation, consider not the age to come. They are building for now. They're building for pleasure. They're building for temporal happiness, forgetting eternity. They are those who spend their entire life seeking one new pleasure after another. The world today by and large is, what are you into? I'm not into that. I'm into this now. It used to be around here that a wise trader could have made a good living around the folk in my community. For if this fella got interested in horseback riding, he wouldn't be long where this fella was. And if you could see the trend, it'd just gather you up some horses. Because everybody's riding horses. After a while, that passes away and they're into something else. Four-wheelers or dune buggies or just something to some kind of pleasure. Amen. There are those tonight who are building prisons. Amen. There are people tonight who by their evil deeds, thoughts and actions, are building prison houses that some of them will spend eternity imprisoned in the house they built. Amen. Oh, somebody said David got away with murder. No, he didn't. David got away with adultery. No, he didn't. David built him a house that became a prison. That mansion, that mighty throne and all that he amassed was just a prison house to him. Did you realize tonight that you can reach to the epitome of this world? You can climb as high as money will take you. You can work in business until you can be the absolute ruler and authority in your chosen field. But you can at the same time build up such a wall around you by your deeds that come home to haunt you. And be not deceived. God is not mocked. And whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. But you see, you can build a business, you can build a pleasure house, you can build a prison if you choose, but thank God there are some tonight, amen, who have chosen another route. They have decided to build them a temple. Amen. And that is what we are called tonight, to build us a temple. Each building that we build. You see, it doesn't matter, Mr. Businessman. You build your fortune. You spend all your time working. You spend all your time trying to amass wealth. And your children grows up strangers. And your wife grows cold. We really give Mrs. Potiphar a hard time. We really talk about how she tried to seduce young Joseph. But could I tell you, Mr. Potiphar was not guiltless. For he should have been home with his wife. He was away on another business trip, making more money, sending home more trophies. But I could tell you tonight, my friend, that carpeted floors and padded couches and silk-covered beds and chandeliers don't make a home. Amen. You see, it don't matter what you're building, whatever you've got, amen, you are building something. You're adding material to it every day. And whatever you are building, whatever you're depending on, is going to have to face the test. You see, anything might be to live by. But they forget that someday you've got to die. It may be all right to say I can get by without that strict holiness standard today. But today the sun's a shining. Today the birds are singing. Today the south winds are blowing. But could I tell you, just over the horizon, your Aqualadon is swimming up the waves. You see, it doesn't matter. John said, The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. The richest man in the world must die someday. And then whose shall these things be? Jesus said the businessman, though he was a great businessman, a mighty civic leader, well thought of in the community, he was a great farmer. For he... His fields filled his barns. And again, a bumper crop was coming in. He said, let me see what I can do now. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear these barns down. I'm going to build bigger and greater barns. I'm going to fill them up. And when they're full, I'll walk through them saying, soul, take your ease now. You've got much goods that are for many days. Oh, the Bible said in the nighttime, the spirit of death came by. And the God said, thou fool, this night shall your soul be required. Part of thee. I'm telling you, my friends, you know the storms are coming. You know the trial testing times are coming. And then you know the wind will blow and it will rain. But what I'm telling you is, what are you building? You see, each building shall face the test. Swiftly, suddenly, the storm's going to come. Every man, when the storm comes, has no choice but to flee into his shelter. Mr. Businessman, when tragedy strikes your family, go sit in the vault with all your money now. Run your fingers through the money now. You see, Mr. Pleasure Man, who sold your soul for another hit. Ah, young people are especially lured by the house of pleasure. Oh yes, and there is pleasure in sin for a season. Oh yes, if there wouldn't be, nobody would sin. Nobody would partake of it. Nobody would run there. But you see, what you fail to realize is that someday you're going to need more. And you run into it, you're going to find out how hollow it is. How insufficient when a storm comes. And some build nothing but a prison. Some set with what they have built. I've known men who built their own kingdom with the nickels and the dollars of the widows and the simple of God's people. They have amassed great wealth around them. They built them an organization. But suddenly, this organization that was bringing in hundreds and thousands of dollars, and they kept expanding and expanding and expanding. After a while, it was like the womb of a horsewoman. It's never satisfied. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. And after a while, where it was taking in millions, it demands millions now. And where it was he was the ruler of the organization. Now, the organization rules him. Amen. I've talked to businessmen. I've talked to men who jet from here to yonder, who can't credit cards by this long list and have anything they want in this world. I've talked to men who go into the most plush $250 and $300 a night rooms where they cater them, and there's a whiskey and beer and anything you want there, and they spend that night there. But it don't bring peace. I'm a preaching tonight. What are you building? What is this thing you are building? Amen. While you're still down on the foundation level, have you, you see, all that is built upon the earth shall be destroyed. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You see, in spite of the name it and claim it and blab it and grab it and faith packs and blessing packs and prosperity preaching and all of the charismatics doing and saying, in spite of all of that, in spite of all of your believing, the storm will come. But a storm come to both. Hey man, could I tell you, bad things happen to good people. Amen. Storms hit the best of us. Amen. Live the best you can. Fast and pray. And do all that you can do. And the storm will still hit you. Amen. It'll come by you one day. The wind will begin to blow. And the rain will beat vehemently upon you. And the flood will rise up. It's that time. Amen. If you have not listened to what Jesus Christ said and dug down deep. Amen. Laid your foundation on the foundation stone. You see, only those that are built on the rock will stand the storm. I'm sorry if you ain't already found it out. I wish I didn't have to tell you this, but you'll not live for God very long until a trial testing time comes. You may shout and run and shout until you think all there is running and shouting and blessings. I mean, you may go to pray, and before you ever get on your knees, down on your knees, goosebumps are running up and down the avenues of your soul. But there'll come a time, amen, when the sun don't get up in the morning. There'll come a time when the rain begins to beat vehemently upon you. when the flood begins to wash around what you believe in, He'll come by and say, now listen, is it really that close? Is it really necessary? Now come here, come here. You don't have to live like that, man. Come on now. Now don't spend all that time building the foundation. Look over here. They got saved. Look what they got up here at that church. They don't preach the standards you preach. Look what they got. Yes, my friend, but could I tell you, the sun's shining now, but the stars are coming tomorrow. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want my house built upon the foundation stone of what Jesus Christ said. Amen. Amen. Someday, maybe not now, but someday you'll be glad you did. Men sell their soul for silver. Men sell their soul for a piece of flesh. Amen. Listen. It may look like a 8-ounce Coke bottle now, boy. But if it ain't true love, after a while it'll come to a 2-liter. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. You may not think so, but I do. I told Ann this morning. I said, man, you're pure. You're pretty. You're beautiful. Oh, let me tell you something. I ain't talking about this garbage the world calls pretty. Amen. All that's artificial. All that's painted on. Amen. All that's on the outside. I'm talking about that inner strength. Amen. I'm talking about somebody that's dug down deep. Amen. And built them a house on a rock. Amen. You see, everything that's built on the earth, all these earthly religions, all these brotherhoods of men, all this doctrine going among us now, saying, you go to your church and I'll go to mine and we'll all go along together. It's not a spawned in heaven, friend, but it was birthed in hell. Amen. For the Bible said, how can two walk together unless they agree? Amen. The Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, devil, you don't want no fellowship. Let me tell you something, friend. I want all the fellowship I can get if you'll stay in the old gospel ship. But if I must abandon the principles and doctrines and precepts of the old time holiness to have fellowship, forget. That's earth. That's earthy. Those. Rick, get your Bible. Get ready. I'm going to need you to help me. Amen. I want you to be looking right fast, Rick, at Isaiah chapter 32. When I get ready, I want you to read verses 1 and 2. You see, everything, every house that was built on the sand and on the earth that had not dug down deep. You see, I'm still preaching on digging. Some of you ain't deep enough yet and you're getting tarred. Amen. I want you to dig down deep. I want you to get on down where the solid rock is. You know what? I know it seems pretty hard where you are, but sharpen your pick. Amen. Sharpen your shovel. Amen. Hit her again. After a while, you'll get through that old hard pan and get down to the rock. How would I know when I really get down to the rock? When you really get down to the rock. Amen. You bring that pick back and throw it everything in you on that rock. It's a rock. It'll bounce off and the far will fly. Amen. If you ain't got the far flying, amen, you gotta keep a digging. Amen. If you ain't dug down to your healing yet and seem like a hard place, sharpen your mag. Amen. Sharpen your pick and bust on through. The far will fly after a while. Well, you see, the wise man built his house on the rock. The rain descended. It was the rain. I mean, into every life, some rain falls. In the providence of God, it rains on the just and the unjust. Sometimes doing the best you can do, it's going to be a rainy day where you are, and you're caught without your umbrella. The rain's going to fall. But you see, as bad as that is, that ain't all it is. For it says that when the rains descended and the floods came. You know, the old saying, well, cheer up. It could be worse. He said, I cheered up, and sure enough, it got worse. After the rain, then come the flood. And then the winds, not just a thunderstorm, but those whirlwinds of temptation. Those wild hurricanes of passion. Those storms of fleshly emotion shook that house. Now when you see the storm coming, you run into the house. Well, I want you to know, Brother Gabbard, can I make it in this hour we're living in? With what I'm going through right now, Brother Johnny, do you think I can make it? If you got down on the foundation when you started. If you planted your feet on the foundation when you started. If you put your roots down in the cracks of the rock when you started. Let me tell you what the Bible says. You need shelter. Read to me, Rick, from Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1 and 2. Read it loud.
Behold, the king shall reign in righteousness.
Of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Can I tell you tonight that Jesus is a rock in a weary land? It's the sun's beating down on me. The winds are blowing. It's a raining. I want you to know tonight, if you get in the shadow of that great rock, amen, he'll be a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. When Moses, oh glory, when Moses said, God, if I found favor in your sight, I want to see you. God said, no man can look on me and live. But there is a rock. There is a cliff in the rock. Amen. By me. And if you get in that cliff in the rock, I'll put my hand over you. With you inside the rock and the hand of God over the opening, how safe are you? I want you to know tonight that it doesn't matter. Let the rain come. Let the flood. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood. Amen. If you'll get on that rock, Amen. That old granny woman stood, crawled up out of the congregation and stood there a while. And she began to testify about this rock. And she said, I've trembled on the rock. And I've shook on the rock. But the rock has never trembled under me. Amen. I've been shaken. And I've been trembling. And I've been wondering. But the rock is solid. The rock is there. Amen. When the storm's over, he'll still be there. Amen. I'm telling you that the wise man digs down. Amen. When trouble comes, Mr. Businessman, where are you going? Amen. When trouble comes, Mr. Millionaire, what are you going to do with your millions? Amen. One infidel called the doctor over. He told him how many millions of dollars he's worth. He said, I'll give you so much money just for 1 hour more of life. He said, my God, man, you ain't got 1 hour. And all the money you got can't buy you one moment. Amen. Then whose shall these things be? My God, man, if you ain't careful, we'll work for things and stuff and buy and grab and build and forget that we must die one day and face the judgment and give an account of the deeds we've done in this body. Thank God, my friends, this rock that I'm talking to me and you about tonight, this foundation stone that cannot, none that can be laid, but it will absolutely be a shelter to you. You look at people going through things, you think, how in the world do they stand it? They're under the shadow of the rock. They're under the shadow of the rock. Amen. Amen. Psalms 78. You know, when trouble comes, disaster strikes, get it, Rick. Psalm 78. When trouble comes, that's a mighty earthquake. One of the first things they cry for is shelter. And then the next thing they cry for, send us water. You see, when disaster strikes and there ain't no water, you ain't going to last long. Psalm number 78, verse 15 and 16. What's that say, Rick?
He clave the rocks.
He clave the rocks.
And gave them drink.
Brought water out of them. What? What? It says a dry place you're at. You say you're feeling dry. Oh, glory. You say it's been a while since you felt that. Amen. Have you heard what he said? Amen. He said the ground under me feels like a rock. And the heaven under me feels like brass. Amen. When you get on this rock, amen, he'll clean that rock. Amen. He'll bust that rock open. The Bible said in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, they were all baptized into Moses in the sea. And they all drank from that rock, that spiritual rock, which followed them. And that rock was Christ. Oh, the first time the water came out of the rock, they had to smite it. He clave the rock. And there came rivers. There came streams. There came enough water to water all the stock and all the people, and wash all the clothes and clean all the dishes and fill up all the pots. And the next day, the trumpet sounded, and they said, march on. And some of them said, it's a desert. Man, don't leave the rock. Don't you worry. That rock's going to go with you. The Bible said that rock thought of them. Amen. It followed them, you see. Oh, you get in tonight, you get busted through, and you get that water flowing. Don't you worry about tomorrow. Amen. When the desert comes, there ain't no river. Look around for the rock. Amen. Look around for the rock. He'll be sugar. He'll be water. One more and we got to go. Man, I got to pray. Rick, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Read 12 and 14 when you get there. You know, I felt like being asked called to come to the hills of Kentucky to preach. But John K. Wolfe told me, and Brent, what he'd already offered me before, Brent, a baby in arms. He said, man, stay here. He said, we ain't got no children. You know how Men Pearl loves you, loves Ann, Brent. We'll fix you up one of these houses that I own here. We'll let you drive one of these cars, Continental. At one time, I thought I would reach the top. When I get to the place, I could drive a Lincoln Continental. I don't know what your dream was. Well, Dwayne's is one of them big, long trucks that I don't know the name of, maybe. I mean, we'd be driving down the road. I seen he was a trucker the first time we went down the road. He went me evangelizing. Every time we passed trucks, man, did you see that? I said, what? You mean that big semi? Yeah, well. Did you see? I said, no, sir. No, sir. I can't do it. I'm a going back. You know, I don't know nobody. I wasn't raised homeless. I don't know none of them homeless people. I know Bill Parrott and Lodge King. Just barely. But I feel like the Lord's leading me to the hills of Kentucky. And I got to go. He said, man, you'll starve to death in them hills. They don't believe in supporting the ministry. They ain't got any doctrine. I said, sounds to me like a good place to preach. But you see, he didn't know that I dug me out of place on the rock. Amen. And I done found out there's water in that rock. There's shelter in that rock. Amen. Now read to me, Rick. I'm about to shout. What's it say?
So the Lord alone
didn't
leave him.
The Lord alone. My God, today, if you forget everything else, let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord lead you. Can you say the Lord alone to lead me? My God, if he's a leading him out. Listen, friend, if God be for you, who can be against you?
And there was no strange God with him.
Yeah, there ain't nothing else. We ain't believing. We ain't holding to nothing else. I ain't got any insurance. I ain't got any Blue Cross and Blue Shield. But I got insurance. And I got an old rugged cross. And I got a shield of faith. Amen.
He made him ride on the high places of the earth.
Amen. I don't know about you. I ain't got no sad songs to sing tonight. Amen. I ain't got no sad stories to tell you. I want you to know. Amen. They've been some low times. They've been some hard times. They've been some storms. But I want you to live in a few times. Amen. When I felt like I'd mirrored up. Amen. On wings of angels. And soared around on some high places.
That he might eat the increase of the field.
Yeah.
And he made his son honey.
Honey.
Out of the rock.
And all out of the plenty rock. There's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you. Leave your sin for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you. Hey, hey, hey. What are you building? Hey, man, what are you building? I want you to know that I'm building on this rock. It may take you a long time to get down. You may have to do a lot of digging. Like I said the other night, you may have to throw out a lot of stuff.
You have to push the wheelbarrow over and dump a lot of stuff out. Hey, man. But if you get this rock cleaned off, it'll be big enough. They say, "Ah, you old narrow-minded bunch. You think your bunch is on once a going. I don't care what you got on your papers. I don't care what breed you claim you are. Hey, man, if you ain't holiness, you'll never see the Lord. Hey, man, if you ain't pure in heart, you'll never see God. Blessed are the pure in heart." Jesus said it. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Hey, man. And so I'm going to take it. It may take a while longer. Yeah. 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 My brother-in-law was real good friends and sang for an evangelist that was licensed with one of the organizations whose headquarters are in Joplin, Missouri. And he was praying with me when I prayed through. He was there. He was praying with me. Had his hands on me praying when God wonderfully saved me. And he wanted me to go to convention with him. I went to their convention. And watched all the politicking, watched all the striving and fleshly maneuverings to get positions. And he said to me, he said, "I want you to meet this man, Dr. R. Dennis Hurd." And he was an impressive man. "I want you to meet this man, Mr. John Bolin." John Bolin could preach like seldom I seen a man preach. I mean, he just, anywhere he stopped and took a text, he could preach for you for an hour. It rolled out of him. And they said, "I tell you what we're going to offer you, preacher." "What is it?" "State evangelist over the southern half of Ohio. You will be the state evangelist." "What does that mean?" "That means that they'll pay you a monthly salary that you'll draw directly from headquarters every month. Plus, as state evangelist, every one of our churches in the southern end of Ohio and on down through the south will be open to you. They'll book you ahead and tell you you'll be booked up 2 and 3 years ahead of preaching. I mean, you can preach every night." Boy, it's sounding good. Except there's just 2 or 3 things. Just 2 or 3 things you're going to have to kind of let up on. Now, you're just a little crazy on television. We're going that way. Man, it's going to be a ministry for us someday. And, man, don't preach every time you preach on standards. Man, they like the way you pray for sick. They like the fire. They like all that. Man, you'll do good if you just learn to put a governor on it. I said, "Man, what you don't understand is there ain't no governor in this. Amen. It's all out of the rock. Amen. It's all comes out of the rock. Amen. It's honey in the rock, my brother." You see, if we just take it down a little bit, man, you could just... But that's earthy. That's earthy. That's on the earth. Man, you got to have a license to somebody who said. That was 1971. And I still ain't licensed with nobody. My headquarters is in heaven. That's where I get my marching orders. Sometimes they're sealed orders, and boy, them's rough ones. Sometimes you get sealed orders. You can't open them up, you just go. Abraham got some sealed orders one time. "Get up from this city and go where I'll show you." And he had to go. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I got to hush. But I feel like I'm preaching to you tonight and telling you. Amen. Don't look at that. He'll entice you. Sure, they're in a big crowd now. But when the storm comes and the wind blows. Amen. They told me, you know, years ago, man, bust the wall of that thing and build it bigger. You can't hold them. I said, no. I just take a hold of this field about once a year and run them off. And it worked for a long time. Then I got a bunch I couldn't run off. I got a bunch that got on the rock. I got a bunch that got under the shadow of the great rock. Amen. I got a bunch that, amen, done found out what it was off that rock, and they'd been revived, and they'd been eating honey, amen, out of the rock, and they'd got oil out of the rock. And so we come out, what we got now? I'm a telling you, friend, it may not look like much, but it's founded on the rock, and the devil will shoot at it, and the devil will shake it, and he may shake you. But he said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hey, 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 hey! Whether you know it or not, amen, whether you're part of it or not, when the Lord comes, we'll have a church. Amen. Amen. And great was the fall thereof, because it was founded on the earth. Now, I know you mix a little psychology. You know, the prevailing doctrine among the neo-Pentecostal and the charismatic today is not to open the door and wait for the prodigal to come back from the pig pen, but to go down into the pig pen where he's at and be with him down there. And while we're there, let's put some concrete down here and bring in a little more clothes, put a laundromat in here, a pig wash, and modernize this thing, you know. Yeah. And they're hungry, so let's just get us a good kitchen in here. But you see, that's earthy. That's earth's way of doing it. Heaven's way is to dig down deep, deep, deep. In that valley that Jesus was preaching in, some of those houses that they built there out of just sun-dried brick actually melted. I mean, they could put in their mind what he was talking about, because they had seen some of those houses that were just right there and throw down on top of the ground out of those sun-dried brick. When the storm come, they actually melted. They just melted and run away. And then when the wind blew, when it was over with, nothing there. But some of those guys would spend a year getting ready to build a foundation. They'd dig all the way down. In some places, they say it's 30 feet through sand to the rock. But he'd dig down to the rock and pour him a pillar. And he'd dig down to the rock and pour him a pillar. And then when the storm come, he just got inside his house. And I heard him say, come and enter into thy chambers and close the door about you, as it were, for a little season, until the indignation be past. Amen. When the storm comes, when the storm comes, when the enemy comes in like a flood, just enter in and shut the door. And soon the storm will be over. And when it is, this old house will still be a standing. Sir, what is that you're building? A business? Pleasure? A temple where God can dwell. I'm going to tell you, the only thing God will stay in is built on the rock. The only thing God comes in and stays in is built on the rock. Everything else, he'll shake it and he'll fall away. Amen. I feel like telling me and you, I believe if we can get dug down deep enough, if we can get dug down deep enough and get our foundation on the rock, when the storm comes, we'll make it. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Father, I've done my best to preach this little message the way you gave it to me today. Now I'm praying, God, that you'd meet us on the altars. Oh, Holy Ghost, be a shelter to us. Holy Ghost, be water in a weary land. And give us honey out of a rock tonight as we seek the face of God in Jesus' name. And the altars are open tonight, and you can pray.